Cavalera, Tuesday, September 8th. On the agenda today, a rescue event at Orison running at full speed on the PTU, a busy week announced by CIG, and a community that clearly needs to vent. No new patch notes since yesterday, but Alpha 4.10.1 keeps running on the PTU while the live version stays quietly on Alpha 4.10. The big thing right now is the Orison Relief Support seasonal event. CIG is using it to test looping contracts, hauling construction materials and medical supplies to Orison or Seraphim Station, crafting prototype thrusters, pushing back waves of Ninetales attacks, and clearing their ground outposts. All these contracts feed into a single, shared reward bar. Tier by tier, it unlocks blueprints for 3 new weapons and 3 new armor pieces. One light, one medium that apparently eats through materials, according to testers, and a third set that's even heavier. None of this is confirmed beyond the officially announced blueprints, but it's enough to keep people grinding on the PTU these days. On Spectrum, the mood today is, let's say, candid. The most upvoted thread, with over 340 votes and more than 130 replies, straight up asks, is the game becoming horribly unfun? Close behind, others pile on. The hype didn't fade, it's gone, says one, with over 150 votes backing it up. Without a certain game designer who left a while back, the sandbox feels more like a boring, repetitive corridor, says another, nearly 200 votes to its name. A third sums up the general feeling with a pretty sharp line. Since there's no content, let's just stretch out the time it takes to get to it, pointing at trips and wait times that keep getting longer. Mining takes a beating too. One thread simply asks if it can ever be fixed. Another calls it, with open sarcasm, absolutely thrilling gameplay. And one player illustrates the problem with hard numbers. 5 hours mining rocks, 87% of which turned out to be useless once brought to the refinery. The eternal PvP in safe zones debate fires up again as well, with 140 replies and two camps that never convince each other, one asking for an option to turn off combat outside secured zones, the other arguing that constant risk is exactly what makes a sandbox worth playing. Even nostalgia shows up. A thread with over 240 votes calls for the return of the old Star Skybox, considered more convincing than the current one. But it's not all grumbling. A thread simply titled Well Done CIG still pulls in 172 votes to acknowledge the studio's recent efforts, proof that the forum is divided rather than unanimously bitter. And amid all that, some people keep their eyes on the future. One thread imagines AI crews capable of bringing large multi-crew ships to life. Another flat-out asks that 2027 be dedicated to shipping already sold concept ships rather than launching new sails. On Reddit, the tone is even more mixed. One player describes losing an entire inventory, including 8 doses of Panacea, to a floor that kills and makes the body unrecoverable, a mechanic they find hard to square with the game's simulation ambitions. More concerning, another player explains their account was hacked through the associated email address, and they've been waiting on support for 3 weeks. Alongside these legitimate frustrations, the community keeps its sense of humor intact. One player jokingly demands a toilet for the Aurora, the starter ship everyone knows. Another promises to offer strangers flyovers for 3 days in exchange for virtual beers and burritos. A female player shares her love for her Ironclad, a happy trucker of the stars, and another sums it up simply, I love this game. Then there are those laughing at their own habits. One post pokes fun at the reflex of checking global chat before starting any activity just to make sure it's not broken that day, which clearly hit home for a lot of people. And a question that keeps popping up everywhere. What actually makes someone a whale, given what it costs to get into the game today? That debate is nowhere near closing. Here's what's coming up this week. CIG published their schedule yesterday. Today, a comlink is expected covering the contents of the September monthly bundle. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Pirate Week 2026 is set to kick off, along with a roadmap update and a roadmap roundup to break it all down. And Friday, the RSI Weekly Newsletter drops as usual. Nothing is detailed yet. Not the bundle contents, not what Pirate Week actually involves. All still to be confirmed in the coming days. So let's hold the excitement for now. The verse by the numbers, to wrap up, $130,483 raised yesterday, bringing the total past $1.042 billion. That was Cavalera. See you tomorrow to find out what's really hiding in that September bundle. Expect nothing, fly everything.